From Eagle PI Services, Niall Connolly, thank you so much for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Tell us a little bit about Eagle PI Services. What do you guys do?
Well, we're private investigators, obviously, and we have offices in 4 states. We conduct all kinds of investigations, both on the civil side and on the criminal side. And on the civil side, that can mean somebody wants to sue somebody and find out some information, or a husband wants his wife followed, or vice versa. Or, you know, your neighbor cuts down one of your trees and you want to sue him. And it really runs the gamut. I mean, any kind of personal problem, people look for help, and oftentimes they look for a private investigator.
Now, how dangerous is it to be a private investigator? I guess it depends on the job, but what's the yeah. most dangerous of all the jobs that one can partake in?
You know, any job can turn dangerous. For example, a simple surveillance that one of our investigators was on about 2 weeks ago, a guy pulled a shotgun on them
Ooh.
And told them to get out of the neighborhood. And, you know, this was in Georgia where, you know, things are a little bit looser in terms of gun control. So, you know, just about anybody can have a gun. So you handle yourself accordingly. You just make sure that you can be prepared for something like that. And, you know, people get upset. You know, sometimes we have to serve papers and deliver papers to people that they don't want to get. And they can get mad and come at you with frying pans and shovels and, you know, you name it. It can get pretty hairy.
What's the most popular request that you get?
That we get is generally to track down deadbeats.
You know, and for child support?
Well, child support as well as, you know, people who have welched on debts or have, you know, borrowed money from banks or even like mortgage abscondees. Oh. We go after those people too. So that's the most popular. It's the least entertaining. We do quite a bit of the marital.
And that's the most entertaining, I'm sure.
Well, you know,
film at 11 at your house.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, what is the craziest case that you or one of your investigators has taken recently?
Most recent, you know, when people say, you know, what's the most interesting and what's the most crazy, and we have to take it from the aspect of the client that they're, you know, they have a situation that's really bothering them. So we have to have a little bit of empathy. So we don't think about it in those terms, but afterwards you look back and you think, oh, that was really funny or it was, you know, peculiar slash funny. And the interesting one, right before Christmas, a wife had us follow her husband, and she was convinced he was cheating. He wasn't coming home straight from work, and he'd show up around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and she just had to know what was going on.
Wow.
And we knocked this one out fairly quickly. It just took a couple of nights. He actually was taking a part-time job at a local retail store.
Wow.
And when the truth came out and she confronted him, it was so that he could buy her a gift without taking the money.
And now they're divorced.
It was a sweet story in the
end. It is.
You know,
no, not divorced.
As soon as you wow. started that out right before Christmas and she was convinced, I thought he was buying her an expensive piece of jewelry. I had a feeling.
You're the only person I've ever spoken to that has said that. Everyone has said, oh, he's got a honey on the side. He's getting her a gift for Christmas. But he wasn't. He was actually trying to get a gift for his wife.
What a wonderful man.
Yeah, that's but how awesome. Foolish did the wife feel after that?
Well, she was one of those paranoid people. There are some people who think, you know, because he stops, you know, to get an ice cream, he had to be doing something. So I think through a little bit of counseling, they'll be able to get through it.
Now, there's a show, and I can't remember when it's on, but occasionally I've seen it just to make sure no one on the show is someone I know, including me. But it's called Cheaters.
Yes.
Trisha, you're not looking at me funny. Okay, but that's an interesting show. Is that real, fake, and is that what you do when someone will employ you to go ahead and follow a husband, a wife, a boyfriend, girlfriend? Is that realistic that you have the camera crew and you confront them or is that just showtime?
No.
Okay.
No, you know, to cut it short, no. Some of the actions, like the surveillance we do in restaurants and the undercover cameras and getting real close to people, yes, we do that. But do we ever actually then, you know, confront the person who we've caught? That would be ludicrous.
Yeah. Right?
As you see on the show, and they amplify this, and,
right.
you know, if you do a little bit of research on the show, you'll see that the majority of those cases are actually paid actors.
So, really?
Oh, yeah. Most of the reality TV shows.
Including Joey Greco's stabbing. Joey Greco's stabbing was staged.
Really?
Yeah, that was all. Yeah, it's been.
I had no idea.
Documented.
Yeah. Well, I've only told you that about 60 times. Now, I am curious, Niall. I want you to follow Trisha. How did you? You'll get to go back to California every week. So, what got you into being a private eye? Is this something you've always wanted to do? Was it an offshoot of something?
It wasn't really. It was one of those things I sort of fell into, which is, you know, kind of not an exciting way to tell you this, but I had finished up in the software business right around 1999, and, you know, decided I didn't want to be in that arena anymore. I had some free time, a little bit of free cash, and I thought, I want to change a scene. And, you know, toyed around with what would be interesting to do. You know, everybody has a curious streak, and so I just decided, let's see what it takes to be a private investigator. And either went through the classes and the licensing and all of that, and started this company, and it's grown ever since.
Oh, wow.
So very uninteresting how I got into it. It was just tried it out, liked it, and said, I'm going to do it.
But I'm sure that you probably...
And that's how a lot of people...
No, go ahead, sorry.
That's how a lot of people actually get into the business. Mm. But many people get into it without any business acumen. People say, oh, I want to be a private investigator, and... You know, the threshold for getting into the private investigation field is fairly low. You have to take a class and then do an exam. And if you pass that, then you are a private investigator.
Wow. And now, of course, I want to make sure that everyone has your contact information because, you know, I'm sure that they can contact you from anywhere, right? And you'll work on their case?
Absolutely. Yeah, we work all over the world.
Wow.
We've got two investigators in Germany right now. We do a lot of work in California because we have a reciprocal license with California here in Georgia. So,
he could follow me, honey.
Yeah, anywhere. And how about France?
We could actually follow you without being there.
How do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Drones.
It's called remote surveillance, right?
How do you do remote viewing?
Well, it's not remote viewing. No, something like that. It's, what we do, we just have a GPS device stuck at the bottom of your car, and we follow you 24 hours a day.
And you can hear everything? And is there film at 11?
No, we don't do audio. No, audio is illegal.
Oh, it is?
So you don't... Yes.
Is that considered wiretapping?
No such thing as wiretapping anymore.
Yeah.
No.
So somebody like me who flies back and forth, and you never know which airline I'm jumping on...
They'd have to put a tail on me.
You'd swallow something.
Well, some private investigators actually have contacts within the airlines that can...
Ooh.
We could find out what flight... We could find out where you're landing, and then we just buy a ticket, and we meet you at the gate, and you don't even know...
Well, Niall, you know, Eagle PI Services, again, it's www.eaglepiservices.com. That's the best way to get in touch with you, right?
That's a great way to get in touch with us, and we have an 800 number as well. It's 800-867-3930, and we take calls from anywhere. And a lot of times we take calls, and we don't take cases. We just help people. We give them some advice and tell them how they can help themselves. Yeah.
Nice.
It's not all about... That's what we do.
That is very cool.
And just one final question, just a quick answer from you. Have you ever investigated the disappearance of a former girlfriend of yourself?
No.
From inherent
advice.
No. No.
Okay. Usually you're trying to get them to disappear if they're going to be
Well,
there's not a whole lot of investigation to it.
Well, Niall Connolly, thank you so much for joining us. And everyone, again, www.eaglepiservices.com. It's been an honor to speak with you. We'd love to have you on Breakthrough Entertainment again.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Have a great day.